ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Fowley.
G'day.
In the house for Marijuana Media.
I need a catchphrase. Someone send me your catchphrases, people?
Text on in 5395 if you can be fit. Chris with a catchphrase real quick, that'd be nice.
Thank you very much. I'll try them out over the next few weeks.
We've got a tough question, Chris, right off the bat. This came in at 4:30. Obviously, this person was waiting around for this one. They want to know, what is cannabis?
Oh, my God.
well, it's a good one.
It's a good one. It's good.
Keep it like a paragraph.
Okay, it's a plant. Where can I go from there? So many uses. And God, really? Okay, it's so broad, it's hard to know what to say. The word is interesting. Word cannabis. It's related to the word canvas, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Similar type of, that's where it all comes from.
When did that get invented?
Well, back when fabric and material did. It was one of the first things. Linen and hemp were like the first,
The fibrous nature
into a woven fabric.
Famously, the Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. It's said, apparently.
There you go. Yeah. A bit later, of course.
Yep.
So, it's a plant. It's not quite sure what it's related to. It's probably related to hops, or in fact, it definitely is. But where it exactly fits in the old family tree of plants, people aren't quite sure. It could be a nettle. It could be its own thing. But there you go.
So
it's unique, and it seems to have come from Central Asia. There you go. That's the earliest places it's been found, and they've done some genomic kind of mapping where they kind of go back through exactly like that, through a family tree of cannabis, and then Central Asia is somewhere in there, thereabouts.
That is what is cannabis, Chris Fowley.
Probably the
smiley.
Worst definition ever,
Chris Fowley. Smiley, not scowly.
Oh, okay, talk with a smile. That's it, I'll keep that smile. That's right, that's it. Sometimes it's hard to smile, though, when we hear our news this week of what's going on in New Zealand compared to the rest of the world.
What is going on, mate?
Well, what's going on? It's funny you should ask. We did talk about it last week that in Thailand, they had announced they were going to decriminalise cannabis, and that happened on Tuesday of this week.
Just
do it.
Go and grow your own deck in Thailand if you want.
No kind of big deal, no arguing, just done. So I thought that was quite good. And what they've done is amend their kind of overall drug law, the kind of master law, the equivalent of our Misuse of Drugs Act, and they've decriminalised it at that level. And that still has a few other laws, as you'd expect, food and medicine and all these other things. But it's legal for medical use and companies and in fact, when I say companies, their preference or their insistence is that it's Thai companies and Thai people, and they've licensed a whole lot. And one of their insistences in the medical seen that they should be doing traditional formulas and herbal-based formulas is really where they're
cool.
They're heading, which I thought was really interesting. In fact, I've met a few of them that will come over here pre-COVID, come over here and just come into the shop and said, I'm a licensed grower in Thailand.
My friend.
Yeah, medical kind of happened a couple of years ago and is happening. And what this latest one with the Dechrome, it's going to let people grow their own. And of course, Dechrome immediately. So there were celebrations in Bangkok of Thai-looking hippie stoner types, I guess.
It's going to take a lot of the Amsterdam crowd, I reckon, for the holiday destination, because it's already a pretty sweet spot to go and have a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, anything about the retrospective sort of people in prison for cannabis-related stuff, are they getting taken care of in sort of the US form, you know what I mean?
That is a good point. I'm not sure about that. Should have found out.
Because there'll be some serious charges, right?
There would be. And it's really gone from that, the poster child of the extreme laws, probably there in Malaysia and Indonesia,
From
and,
no to go, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And here we are.
I
swear to God, Thailand would have been the last place that I thought would sort this out for us. It's so sad.
And this quickly
as well. I've been thinking, we one of the first in Asia, but I didn't think it would beat us, to be honest. But and then on the same day, Tuesday this week,
David,
the suppression lapsed on some people that were the caught up north, four Vietnamese nationals, and the media will report that of significance, because there's a lot of these sorts of cases around the world of I don't actually know what's behind it or whether it is a thing or a media myth. But, you know, Vietnamese nationals getting down with very large grows. And whether that's just because the police look at them more, you know, because they read it in the paper too, not sure. But it was interesting too, I thought. In the week after they get criticised for resuming the helicopter operations, they're like, aha, but look, we've done this big bust up north. It actually had nothing to do with the helicopter operations.
Insight.
3,400 plants, and so it sounds all like big, and it sounds like all this resumption of operations is justified, but as I say, it actually had nothing to do with it. So these people have been in court, and there you go. So this is a direct result, as I say, of the no vote and the return to, you know, police enforcement of our laws.
Is it 3,500 mature plants?
Probably not. I doubt it. But no, certainly wouldn't be at this time of year.
So, there's a consistency of Vietnamese people growing a lot of weed up north?
Is that certainly in media reports. I think it came out of England first, and there seems to be this kind of hint that it might have something to do with people smuggling almost, of bringing them in.
In this country?
That hasn't been said here, get that kind of whiff around the media coverage. They keep reporting Vietnamese nationals like it's some sort of significance. So yeah, we'll see how that unfolds.
Residents of New Zealand?
Yeah, sorry, I was just having trouble.
They didn't bother to say that. They could well be.
Okay.
Buzzy.
Yeah. Is 3,500 plants like international level crime?
Ooh. I wouldn't have thought so. No. I mean, you know, it's probably, you know, if that is what it is, it's probably commercial. It's more than what four people would go through, but
okay. Well, I mean, would 3,500 plants put a dent in Northland's supply of cannabis?
Oh, absolutely not. And these raids never have. I mean, there's no correlation whatsoever. And just as you know, last year when they didn't do the helicopters, it wasn't like there was all of a sudden this huge glut and prices plummeted and everyone was rolling around in it. You know, I mean, it actually just makes no difference.
I got a question here, Chris. If you got time for it.
Sure.
Is sativa better than indica? Ha! Loaded question. Know if there are any sativa land races in cultivation in New Zealand.
Yeah, right on.
It is a bit of a trick question.
Yes, and you know, each to their own kind of thing. It depends what you want it for. Sativas generally your hemp side and your industrial uses come out of that side. And indica tends to be the more the medical, but having said that, there's a lot of controversy over what those terms even mean, whether they're accurate, you know, all that kind of thing.
How indica, how sativa is the plant?
Even relevant? And just about everything these days is a hybrid in the middle. But it is, if people take what they want from it, you know, if the sativa is kind of the uplifting and the indica is the sedating.
Are there any sativa land races in cultivation in New Zealand?
Yes, well, all the traditional ones were. So the traditional Kiwi genetics, certainly in more modern times, you know, post kind of jazz reefer, you know, era, but since the hippies and that, you know, from Thailand, funnily enough, with the Thai sticks coming in from Thailand, they were all very seeded and brought a lot of seeds here. And then there were some good people smuggling in seeds from Hawaii out of in the middle of surfboards.
Maui Waui.
The old Maui Waui mixed with the Thai. So that is your old school New Zealand genetics right there.
True.
It's a mix of that. With a bit of Afghani from hippies that went on that kind of trail and brought some back.
Ye old Buddha sticks.
Yeah. And so, I'm sure some people are. One of the good things about New Zealand's medical cannabis scheme is you can, once you get your cultivation license, you can get an additional permit to work with illicit genetics. And by the wave of this magic piece of paper, they become legal, and I had one of those, and we brought in some you know, formerly illicit genetics, high in sativa content, exactly what you're saying, and magically legal.
Once again, we did mention last week or the week before what the strains that you have licensed to cultivate. What are they? Like Waiheke Wonderweed.
Oh, it's three pages of bloody names.
But the classic,
The Waiheke Wonderweed. Oh, that's a classic.
That's true, right? That's the actual strain.
Thunder.
Get the Kakariki on there, man. That stuff is
Kakariki,
dynamite.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah,
proud of that one.
That won the Auckland Cannabis Cup six years in a row.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's incredible.
And then didn't they have to enter as an outdoor plant after that?
Well, it was three as the indoor, yeah. And then we were like, you've had enough.
That's so dope.
And he went, okay, came back as the outdoor and did three in a
yeah,
row.
If you get hands on, like, is it Kakariki gold or green or what? Is there anything after it?
Just Kakariki.
Yeah, man. Somebody just saying, question for Hungary, if we had the opportunity to go up in a helicopter for a day spotting plants, would I go? Yes, it would be quite a lot of
yes,
fun.
Yes, of course.
It would be fun.
If you could surreptitiously replace the poison with nutrients.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Classic. As cannabis, see, we've got another, it's just a statement, and this could be here. Actually, carry on, gents. I'll just have a read.
Okay, Chris, what else is in the news?
Mate, I think that was it for this week. Oh, no, there wasn't. There was a guy. This was quite funny. Oh, and actually, there was one more story in the local news. News Hub reported the coronavirus thing that we've mentioned a couple of times around some cannabinoids or the acid forms. One of the ones came out of Oregon University where the acid forms, which are non-psychoactive, the other one was finding that it was disabling the spike protein. But of course, as I said at the time when we reported it 2 weeks ago, was that it actually required 1,000 times the dose of what you would normally get in a human, and because this was in a dish, of course. So remains to be seen. And certainly, yeah, we wouldn't say just go out and get your CBD and don't worry about anything else.
If you're smoking a joint, you're less likely to be inhaling COVID-19. I'd say that much. Just a little statement from me.
Hey. No sharing is the main thing. Don't share your joint. Don't breach your COVID rules just because it's weed. So it's unfortunate. I was reminiscing on this today. Cannabis is no longer a social sharing thing in itself. We can still get together, but don't share your equipment or your
Who likes sharing anyway? Hey,
like, exactly. It all seems a bit gross now, doesn't it? But
let's
anyway.
Go. Only charge. Yeah.
One more story. I thought this was quite interesting. I don't normally like, you know, all the people getting busted and stuff. It kind of sucks talking about it. But this guy... addicted to dealing.
Tell you what, cash is pretty good.
Invercargill cannabis dealer addicted to dealing. And this was actually the defense used in court. And he was caught with something like 500 times dealing or something.
Addicted to helping people? Is that like...
But and even the defense attorney was like, I've never seen this before myself. But it came from probation. Apparently this guy's addicted to dealing and the judge actually took it into account.
Wow, that's far out. Last minute, somebody's just asking, has there ever been a history flavouring brews or drinks with buds because they're in the hops family?
Is Absolutely. Many times in traditional back old days. And in fact, you know, that's this whole Bavarian purity law that that they go on about to try and say, oh, my beer is nice and pure because it's only got these things. Well, that was a puritanical king guy that was like, get all this stuff out, because it used to be very typical that you would have all sorts of herbs and medicinal things in with the ale.
Spice it up.
So hemp goes well in the beer, you know, use in moderation, of course.
Right on.
Got to slip that in. But quite a while ago, well over, I think it was about 10 years ago, we did a hemp beer in conjunction with Mike's brewery down in Taranaki, and he took some over to the Sydney Beer Awards and it got a medal. So that was pretty cool. But that was actually before they'd made hemp legal as a food, so we couldn't tell anyone.
True. So it was it was just for dogs?
yeah, beer for dogs. That's it.
Chris Rowley of the Hemp Store up there on K Road. Thanks so much, mate. And
thank you.
We'll see you up at the Hemp Store for hemp-related
That's the one.
Activities.
All your hemp stuff.
Any updates on J-Day?
We're deliberating what to do, like all events. You know, you got to do the right thing. And is anything possible? When I look at the logistics of it, I don't know. We're still working that one out. We've got a few months up our sleeves.
Is it
the first weekend in May?
There is
a
date.
The 7th of May. It's possible that we have nothing and we just say, mark it in your own way. You know? But something obviously will happen, but whether the event itself happens in the park...
You might have to just detach from it and just let the people do their thing, eh?
Well, I mean, look what's happened with Soundsplash, right? So we don't want to, be the cause of anything. Not that I'm saying they're the cause of anything, but, in terms of, as I say, we want to do the right thing. So,
we're about solutions, not problems.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a few months, so we'll work something out, this will be the first place we'll say it.
Somebody also just saying, ripping chat, may as well blaze one.
Indeed.
Thanks, Chris.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.